Mayor Lill.
Thanks very much. Mr. Chair, Mr. Clerk, could you put a motion that I'm about to propose, Councillor Diggie has seconded, dealing with DC reduction?
Some members of Peterborough City Council were left blindsided at General Committee on the night of June 8th. After Mayor Jeff Leal introduced a motion to reduce the city's development charges by 50% at the end of a two-hour meeting in other business.
It now be resolved that the Corporation of the City of Peterborough would reduce its development charge rates by 50% as of 30 June 2026, and to maintain that direction in all new residential development types until a date which is 3 years plus a day after the city amends its current development charge bylaw to align with the DRCP program's objective.
Leal's motion was intended to take advantage of a new development charge reduction program announced by the province of Ontario on June 1st, which will see the province distributing a total of $8.8 billion in cost matching on development projects to municipalities who reduce their development charges between 30 and 50% for the next 3 years. The initiative is a part of the provincial and federal government's joint housing strategy, meant to incentivize the construction of new homes by reducing the upfront cost to developers. Councillors Dave Hakey and Kevin Duguay seconded the mayor's enthusiasm for the motion. Here's what Duguay had to say.
This municipality cannot choose to not participate in this program. It would be foolhardy, it would be short-sighted, and we would be doing a disservice to our community.
Despite the support from some members of council, others expressed trepidation about the way the motion had been brought to council and felt they lacked sufficient information to weigh in on the matter. Here's Councillor Alex Burke.
I'm definitely reading this lengthy motion for the first time, and the thing that I'm struggling with is we're being asked to cut our rates because we're going to be subsidized by the government if we do. And but we have to do it within a certain time frame. I don't know if I feel comfortable even voting on this, because, you know, when we've discussed the idea of raising or lowering development charges, when we've looked at the comparator data of other municipalities, those have been lengthy conversations that we've had at this council that have been substantiated through a lot of data by consultants that we paid to do the work to provide us that data. And I don't know if I'm educated on the topic enough in this moment to really have an opinion on it either way.
Councillor Joy LaChica echoed the sentiments of her town ward colleague.
This should come forward as a new motion in an agenda, and that we be given the time to be able to absorb this. And I don't know why it's coming to us, right? And it's hard for me even to read that writing. It's so small. So I guess my question is through you to Mr. Freeman. With our infrastructure backlog that we look at that is not decreasing, is this a wise decision? Could you make some comments, please?
Staff, meanwhile, seemed ill-prepared to answer the number of questions asked of them. Here's Financial Services Manager Richard Freeman responding to LaChica.
We're not prepared to talk about specifics tonight. We don't even have the specifics with how quickly this is all happening. The key thing we have is we have a deadline of June 19th to make it all happen. And we plan to make it all happen should council direct us to do that.
Councillor Keith Riel also had concerns about the dispensation of funding.
Through the chair, I don't know who can answer this, but what happens when the $8 billion is used up? By the time Toronto and Ottawa and Mississauga and Hamilton and Windsor and Kitchener-Waterloo puts their toes in here, I would imagine Toronto would eat up half of this $8 billion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll try to weigh in on that. The program, first of all, is not available to all 444 municipalities. The program is tailored to the urban municipalities. The councillor is quite correct, though, to be concerned. There is risk. There is no guarantee that if council reduces the rates tonight by 50%, that we will ultimately get rewarded through infrastructure funding.
As councillors one by one used their two slots on the speakers list, Lachica moved to defer the motion to a special general committee meeting before council next week.
I find it really frustrating when there is a lack of transparency about new information. We need a few days to absorb this. I would like to make this motion to defer so that we can hold a special council meeting prior to the general committee meeting, rather prior to the council meeting next week. And I hope you'll support that in the interests of having the time to reflect and think it through.
Burke, meanwhile, continued to ask questions of Freemund, but was stopped by Chair Andrew Beamer, who ruled it out of order for debate on the deferral.
Mr. Freeman, through the chair, do you think that our area-specific development charge deficit position is going to affect our eligibility? Because I'm reading here that it does affect the eligibility. It's worded in the motion.
Councilor Burke, it's just the deferral right now. So just yay or nay to the deferral.
And I mean, for all these reasons, you know, for all these questions that I have, which I think that are important questions, I support the deferral.
Okay. Councillor Baldwin, Hakey, just to the deferral. Councillor Baldwin?
After some back and forth, with expressions of opposition from Councillors Hakey and Gary Baldwin, the deferral was lost, with only Councillors Burke, Lachica, and Rial in support.
And that is lost. All right, back to the main motion. I think everyone's spoken twice, so moved by Mayor Leal. We'll take a vote. Needs two-thirds.
The main motion on development charge reduction then passed 9-2, with only Burke and Lachica opposed.
And that is carried.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF FM in Peterborough.